Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
It's okay for you to celebrate a win, but little Johnny's
Control
over there.
Control the other kid.
We played hopscotch when we were kids.
I used to swim naked with him in the local
water. So if you don't have your quarterback out there, everything else kind of stagnates.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the people that aren't here.
So if you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
Great.
Because I'm giving up mine.
With Glenn, Lou, and Christian.
No, Matt. Not trying to get slick, Molly.
Ass with always ass. Lena knows who I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Hey-o!
Julian Edelman is one of the guys that is just through years of conversation here and there where guys, you know.
You're telling me that people have been thinking this way about Julian for a long time?
Julian Edelman's been, there's a lot of people that, yes, they've been suspect of Julian Edelman.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Right back here at OMF, it will not be the last hour. We will be here until 2:20, and that'll take you to the pregame show, Red Sox and the Orioles. Oh, God, be glad to see them go. When do we get them next on the schedule? Probably another three or four weeks. Right? Yeah, probably not long. So we've been talking a little bit about, and people are going crazy about this Kyrie Irving interview yesterday. Like, it was a big, huge deal. Like, oh my God, he's not willing to re-sign the deal with the Celtics. There was no reason for him to sign a deal, an extension in this offseason, and lose $82 million. It would be stupid for him to do that. And he also acted the same way all of the players do when you're talking about setting up leverage. You're not going to sit there and say, I'm going to do this when it's a year away. You just don't do it. He did nothing out of the ordinary, and a big deal is being made out of it. Now, Lou pointed out earlier that LeBron is meeting today with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I saw that in an article, and I saw it on Twitter a little bit, too. I don't know.
All right, so maybe they're going to clarify some stuff. Now, they're on a clock. They are on, what is today, the 13th of June, right?
Sure is.
27th is when he has to opt out by. And then he can start negotiating where he can continue to negotiate with the Cavaliers at that time, but he can start negotiating with other teams on July 1st. And so LeVar Ball has already come out and said it's going to be Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, Lemichello and him and all the whole. And then also, next thing you know, LeBron James is going to be endorsed by Big Ball of Brain.
LeVar is like that Reddit guy. You know, he's just taking a shot in the dark and he figures it's probably going to work out for me. So here's the latest now. And this goes to show you where headlines are deceiving. And if you throw a headline out there on a Twitter account, suddenly everybody else is retweeting it. It's like rabbits, and it suddenly becomes really big. Now, listen to this headline and tell me this is not a big deal. Paul George, I'd love to play with LeBron, and I love Los Angeles.
That's the headline.
That's the headline.
Oh, and unbelievable.
And social media has taken off. So let's listen closely to what Paul George has to say. It's TMZ. They're catching him, of all places. Where does TMZ?
That sounds real, though.
At an airport. They always catch people at an airport. You notice that?
They always hover.
Right. They're at the airport. It sounds what?
Oh, that sounds real. Like, he wants to play LeBron, wants to play in L.A.
Let's listen carefully. TMZ with Paul George.
Would you like to be on the same team as LeBron?
Yeah, I'm with LeBron every All-Star.
Yeah, but like, you know.
Every one of my All-Stars, I've been teamed with LeBron.
And you guys seem to work well together, right?
I like playing with him.
You like playing with him?
Yeah, it was fun playing with LeBron All-Star weekend.
All-Star weekend.
Have you made up your mind of where you want to play next year?
In the NBA.
But you like the Lakers. You like L.A. You can see your name. We're in L.A. now.
I'm in L.A. I'm from L.A.
You're from L.A.
That I can say I love L.A. because I'm from L.A.
Okay. So you from L.A. plus LeBron maybe coming to L.A. That'd be a good equation for you.
It's the summer. Of course he should. Of course he'd be out here. It's the summertime.
Would you like LeBron on OKC?
That's up to LeBron. You got to question LeBron for that one.
But you think that you and LeBron in the same team, you guys can beat the Warriors regardless?
I think I could beat any Warrior.
You think you could beat any Warrior?
I think I could beat any Warrior.
Oh, so you, Lonzo, Kuzma, and LeBron.
No,
just give me a blink if that if that's a possibility. Just blink for me.
You got the pancakes.
The only thing
that's
that he,
what they went with?
Yeah. It's everywhere.
It sounds a little bit different than the headline.
You think?
I would say so.
Yeah. I'd love to play with LeBron, and I love Los Angeles. It is reverberating out there, and people are going, oh, my God, Paul George has said he wants to play with LeBron at an all-star game.
The only one
I love LA, I'm from LA.
The only one I thought he was going to answer was the, you and Lonzo. No, not Lonzo.
No, not Lonzo.
That's the only one.
You think he'll get along with LeVar?
Yeah, exactly. That's the only one. He's like, oh, no matter where I go, I won't be playing with Lonzo, so if you get my drift.
Hey, that's the headline. They got people to hit it, right? They got people to hit the link. And
that's it. That's all that matters.
He's a pretty good job, actually.
Yeah,
just
no,
kinda,
it is.
You know,
it
working
is.
Through it.
It is. They had.
This is. I mean, the more I think about this, the more I research this whole, you know, how do you bring the Lakers back to prominence? The Lakers have not made the playoffs in the last 5 years. It's crazy how bad they've been for so long. This will happen, and they will have an unbelievable team, and they will beat the Golden State Warriors, and they'll probably end up beating the Boston Celtics.
Who will?
The Lakers. You know why?
Next year?
You know who's going to have the biggest impact on this happening?
I'll tell you who.
Yes, Magic freaking Johnson.
Is he coming back to play?
No, he isn't coming back to play. I wish.
What are you talking about?
He's the only one that can make this happen. He is. They have the cap space. They have the history. They have, and he has the. He's the only one who has the ability to convince all these other players that this is the place to
work
be.
For
and
nothing?
Magic still exists.
He's going to go to L.A. And the only thing we keep talking about, Paul George and LeBron. You know, the guy we mentioned earlier. What about Chris Paul?
I think that's a possibility. A
free agent, Chris Paul and LeBron.
I agree.
The point guard, you got LeBron. Rumors.
And then you take all the mess, all the kids that you have there. You trade. For another player, if you want, or sign a trade, or whatever, you work something out. I mean, financially, I don't know what the hell it works. I don't know the cap stuff.
I know they have
a ton of money, but I mean, if LeBron goes to L.A., it's not going to be LeBron, Paul George, and all those kids.
No, it ain't going to be that. Forget about that.
Kids are going to be gone.
It's not going to be that. Or LeBron James, Chris Paul, and all those kids.
I mean,
that ain't going to happen.
Well, if you go in for LeBron, you go in, you're all in. So the whole, let's give, Julius Randle a couple more years to develop. They're going to get there. Give him a chance. Let him develop. Let him marinate. Let him grow. No. It is all in, full board. No prisoners. 100%. Prime time is back, baby.
See, you make it.
You knew I wanted this. Just let it breathe, baby. Oh, I can't wait to wear my Lakers hat.
You make me sick.
East Coast, West Coast, what's up?
The anthem of L.A. shouldn't be Randy Newman, though.
But it is.
This little guy is great. Over. I mean, come on.
That's what it's going to be. If Magic Johnson, and this is, if Magic Johnson,
if they're not
going to
be good enough,
they can't be.
Why would you sit there
and just get LeBron James and then just the cast that they have?
You're never going to do that.
That's basically what you had in Cleveland.
We know they're not doing
with lesser talent.
We know that LeVar's the only one that thinks that his son and his other son is going to hang around and be part of that. They're going to trade off Lonzo in a heartbeat, and they're going to get somebody that LeBron feels comfortable with.
Chris Paul's a great possibility. Lonzo won't be there.
Ingram probably
won't be there.
No.
You know, and they'll package some of these kids, and like I said, they'll make a trade and try to sign two big ones. And then you'll see what they can do from there.
And they'll
add this guy, add that guy.
And they'll get a significant player with a mid-level exception or something like that that is much better than the money he's getting. They'll get a couple of those guys, you watch, that you look at and say, wow, how did they get that guy? How did they get that guy? I still think to beat Golden State is going to be really difficult. And if Chris Paul ends up staying in Houston and Paul George goes out to L.A., that's going to be difficult as well. They're going to play in the West every night. So they're going to go and have to play. And we saw what Cleveland was like this past year, the Cavaliers, night in and night out. And LeBron played all 82, played more minutes than anybody else. All right? So they're going to do it in the West now. They're going to go to Utah. They're going to go to Minnesota the next night.
So you think he's going to go to L.A.?
I do.
Okay, so but you don't think he's going to have a team around him?
I think they're a four seed.
No way.
No. You're talking about just – with LeBron James and the cast that he has with them?
Four seed.
Well, four seed. I don't know the seeding at the end of the regular season, but as far as best teams in the West, they're going to put a team together that's going to be number two.
I don't buy that.
Here's what's in LeBron James' corner. This is an asset that he has. Everybody knows that he has to He has to bring together like a super team. He has to. No one's going to sit there and say, well, look what he did, because the only way to do it is to build a super team. You have to bring your friends and your family and everybody in order to take down Golden State. You don't have a choice. Man. So if you're going to sit here and be critical like what he did when he left Cleveland the first time and went to Miami, yeah, you can sit there and go, you know, criticize him all you want.
Christian, I don't think he's going to be capable.
There's no choice.
I don't think he's going to be capable of doing that.
What do you mean? He has nothing to do with LeBron James. It's all on Magic Johnson's shoulders. That is who it's on. Why would it be LeBron?
Is he like a hero of yours? Because you're going to be so disappointed when you watch this. When you watch this play,
he's only a hero of yours.
I will guarantee you.
Why would you have Magic Johnson running your organization
by the All Star break? You'll be sitting here telling me,
"Why would you have Magic Johnson running your organization?"
It's a good question. You should have Larry Bird.
Okay,
and that's what you'll be saying to me at the All Star break. You're saying it should have been Larry.
You're playing around, but there's some truth to this. That you bring him there to convince these younger players. Even though they grew up watching and admiring Kobe Bryant, okay, but his statue's out there also, that this is the place to be. Listen, and if you want to be global, LeBron, if you want to be global, you want to be like me, you want to own Starbucks, you want to own movie theaters, whatever that is for you, you come to L.A., because this is where it happens.
I think LeBron's doing okay.
Yes, and you can own this song. Cleveland has Cleveland Rocks. That song sucks.
Randy Newman. You're excited
about song, too.
Entertainment capital of the world.
We love it. So and much what, better
and,
than
and Randy okay, Newman.
What would you rather have, in all honesty? Sweet Caroline.
Aerosmith.
Sweet Caroline.
No. Take Aerosmith.
Stadium anthems. No. Songs that songs that you know that reference
Sweet
a certain
Caroline
stadium.
Is not
Sweet Caroline.
Neil Diamond is.
What are you telling
where's
me?
He from? Where's
how,
Neil Diamond
how would I
from?
Know?
Probably well, LA.
How would I know?
Where's he
I
from?
Come
find
from
out.
Nebraska. I come to see a Boston Red Sox game.
We don't like Sweet Caroline. No. We don't like it.
But then you should stop playing it because everyone thinks that's what you're known for. Well, I'm just telling you, okay? From an outsider.
We only play for the tourists. We play for the outsiders when they come in to get the experience.
But you hate the fact that you're known for that then. So then you should stop playing it.
I do.
See, people in L.A. love the fact that the Lakers theme song.
That's why you're dumb.
Okay? Is Randy Newman. I love L.A.
So creative.
We
love
it.
L.A.
Sixth Street. Oh, yeah, so 6th Street is after Santa Monica Boulevard. There it is, because it's right next to Santa Monica Boulevard.
At least he knows the freaking streets.
Santa Monica Pier right there.
We love it.
That's what it's going to be.
That's brutal.
There's only so much Magic can do. I hate to
but
tell
they don't
you.
Play that. Who's to say they don't play that song
well,
anywhere?
Well, they should. It's not
but
our
they
fault.
Don't.
It's not
so
our fault.
Give me a song for the Patriots. What are the what song are the Patriots known for? Ozzy Osbourne. I was going to say. That's the only
Go
one.
Go Fortuna.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne's not from here either,
Angry,
by the way.
Angry Lou music.
That's it. There's your favorite song. All right. I like it, too.
Yeah.
You have. Here's what you have. Here's what you have. What do the Celtics have?
That's good.
What do the Celtics have?
I like it.
Glenn?
I like it.
I'm serious. Glenn, what do the Celtics have?
You know what
have?
The Celtics used to play?
What do they used to play?
The Mexican hat dance on the organ and Hava Nagila.
No, you're serious,
that's
right?
That's the old days. Back when they were playing the Lakers.
The
No, not the 50s.
Give me the 80s.
No, the 80s.
The 80s.
Oh, yeah. Hava Nagila.
How did you deal with that?
Well, we
you actually have to act like you liked it.
Yeah, we did.
That's our song.
We were sitting there going, we don't
and
have dancing girls.
We don't have dancing. Hollywood superstars.
We don't have dancing girls.
Songs.
We got all these ethnic songs.
Oh, my God.
That was a little different. It's a little different. I mean, you guys had, you know, Dancing Barry and stupid stuff like that.
Well, you have
and
Dancing
this Randy
Tony,
Newman.
Whatever the Tony guy.
Oh, no,
whatever
no, no.
The
no,
Dancing
that
Tony guy. Whatever the Dancing Tony. Whatever that Italian guy that dances when the Celtics have a blowout. That's terrible. Who was that guy?
Kevin Garnett loved him.
What is his name?
I forget. It's only in blowouts. What's his
That's
name?
That's my point. What's his name?
What's the guy's
Gino.
Name on the scoreboard?
Gino.
Gino on the scoreboard. Gino on the scoreboard.
Whatever. This was what they played in the 80s. This got the people off the
probably
got the people off the well, off
the Mexican hat dance got you going.
I don't believe that. You're full of it.
Oh, I'm not.
There's no way.
Old Celtic
that.
Fans will tell you this is in the 80s.
Okay, it's so was I love
the
LA.
How was that?
That's embarrassing.
Well, it was in the organ. They played the organ. The guy played the organ.
The only team that has a respectable song that you would actually oh stop
oh,
it.
My
I'm
God.
Embarrassed yeah. for you. I see. I didn't know this. I hate you even more now. The Patriots are the only ones that have a good song.
So what's
Sweet
Magic?
Caroline?
That's yeah,
that's
there you
your
go.
Song.
I like it.
That is
I
your,
like it.
That's loose.
I've heard
song.
The
that
Patriots with this one though.
That's the angry Boston song.
Yeah, that I mean they all their songs are great.
Yeah,
I mean. Oh, No. Here you go, Lou.
No.
Here, own it.
No.
Own it. Claim it.
No.
He's not from here.
He is from here.
No, Neil Diamond. The problem
is. Where do you think Randy Newman was born and raised? Where do you think Randy Newman was from?
Probably L.A.
No.
He's not from L.A.
This should be like Geno.
This is your song.
This should be like Geno with the Celtics, period. You don't need a blowout. You just need to be leading after eight.
They play dirty water.
But top of the eighth. After the top of the eighth, you should be leading. That's when you should play it. Don't play it when it's a tie game. You give up six to go down 8-2, and here comes Sweet Caroline.
Listen,
things aren't good.
Listen, if they change Yawkey Way, okay, they change the name of that, okay, then they should be able to change this song and get rid of it.
I'm willing to change. The Red Sox won't do it. It's the Red Sox that want to hold on to this thing.
Yeah.
They do some research in which people love it, and it
outsiders.
Probably, yeah, but it's you got to remember
who would waste their time traveling the world, like traveling the United States, going to baseball parks.
We really don't need to be popular.
It's not traveling the world. People come from all over New England.
Who would travel? You see these
to
guys
go to Fenway Park in the summertime.
I want to go to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, you know what?
Ooh, look. Yeah. Look, I got new seats. I'm in a new stadium.
Yeah, it's called Americans. It's what we do.
It is. It's called stupid Americans. It's called stupid Americans.
I'll tell you what, Lou.
No, football is American.
America.
I can hardly wait till California secedes from the Union. It can't come soon enough for me.
Not to have a state.
Right.
Just ridiculous. No home. That's what I want. No home to go home
to. This is my home.
Yeah, we ain't going back to that home.
Why don't you guys just drift off into the Pacific Ocean? Maybe we'll get a nice earthquake. Set us up. Salt Lake City will be the West Coast.
Don't get mad. Hold on. You remember just that video with that girl that was driving the convertible? He's so jealous. Oh, let's bring it back, man.
I'd rather go with Aerosmith. Dropkick Murphys.
Was there no attractive women in the 80s?
Dropkick Murphys. Another local band. Local band.
Dropkick Murphys.
Pretty good.
They should adopt that song.
They did.
Who did?
The Celtics play this stuff. The Red Sox play some of that.
No, the
Tessie song was. I don't want to get going into the Tessie song because I piss off.
I would say if we're going to start, start a petition, definitely claim this.
Absolutely,
claim this much better.
I would claim this.
What is this?
This is Tessie. Tessie's not good.
Oh man, I tell you what.
They were forced to adopt some song from the turn of the last century, not this one, but the century before, and they adopted
this
that
so
song. This
better.
Song right here. This song's good.
This fits.
This is a bullpen appearance right here.
John the Papa voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's what this is. But I think
you're wrong.
So like
LA.
So Wisconsin, the University of Wisconsin, like at the end of the third quarter, at the beginning of the fourth quarter, they play like Metallica, and they just go. They play jump
That's
around.
Good.
They
That's
play
good
jump
for
around.
Sporting
it's insane. It's great.
Yeah.
So, which you're trying to get the crowd off your feet.
How about Hava Nagila? They play Hava Nagila.
No, you don't play Hava Nagila. They do not play Hava Nagila. But yeah, but the Red Sox game, you know, I guess what the Red Sox want you to do is like put your arm, because Sweet Caroline is put your arms around the person next to you and sway back and forth, you know, hey, camaraderie.
Are you touching another human?
Like
94 and sweating
at the
ballpark?
It's a good drunk song. Like,
yes.
Everybody's drunk. And,
perfect.
Okay.
You're right.
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
The only reason.
It's a good drunk song. You don't really need to know the words.
No.
Wait for the
only reason it's still around is Sam Kennedy takes those research studies, and the people who show up from Vermont or Maine, they come one game a year. They're sitting there going, "You can't take it away because when I come there at the ballpark, I want to be able to sing that song."
See, baseball doesn't like change.
But see, that's why the Celtics
change the baseball, but they won't change the music.
Well, you don't think the Celtics fans would love to come and see Geno every night? But you know what it is? It's like the dog again. Rather than just giving them the dog food, the Celtics give the fans just the dog food. So that's all they know. You only get Geno on blowouts. Mm. You just get the dog food.
Right.
The Red Sox, they give their dogs,
stupid.
They eat off the freaking plate, off your dinner plates. And now they know that your food's much better than theirs. They don't want the crappy little dog food again.
I don't know.
This is like last week's
analogy. But I'm just saying, we're back to the dog food thing.
Where's the dog food?
He's talking about last week.
We're back to the dog food. Once you give it to them every night, they expect it.
Is forcing
Celtics
them to get
fans,
another dog.
Celtics fans want Geno every night, but you don't give it to them every night, right? Make the team go out and earn it. You want Geno? Give me a blowout. You want Sweet Caroline? Have the lead or tie game after the top of the eighth inning. Period.
I'm fine with that.
I don't want freaking Sweet Caroline down 10-0.
I like that. I think it's a good idea.
Things aren't so good.
Okay, so change it.
I'm not convinced, by the way. I think you're both delusional about the Lakers. I'm not convinced that the Lakers can be any better in the West, and looking at the West being much more difficult than the Cavaliers were here in the East. Best case scenario is you struggle to take a game, bless you, to take a game into game seven and you get to the NBA Finals. They can't do that in the Western Conference. LeBron going to the Lakers is not going to do that because I don't think he can beat Houston. I don't
not
think,
with that team now.
I don't think he can beat Golden State, certainly. And I think you've got teams like Utah and Minnesota that are on the upswing. And let's not forget San Antonio. If they straighten up the situation with Kawhi Leonard, it's a bitch out there. How does he get through all of those teams?
Doesn't matter.
How does he do it?
I mean, it doesn't matter. When he went to Miami,
got Magic Johnson.
No, he gets through him.
When he went to Miami,
tough to get through Golden State. He still gets through him.
Was it LeBron first, then Bosh? Because Wade was already there.
LeBron and Bosh first.
It wasn't all at once. They didn't do two deals at once. My point is,
yes, they brought in into Miami. It was LeBron and Bosh at the same time. Wade was already there.
No, I know, but who signed? Who agreed to first? Now, did LeBron James wasn't just going to go to Miami just because Wade was there?
No,
they all
worked together so that they could do $17 million or something like that so they could fit them all under the cap. A lot of that stuff doesn't exist anymore. Yeah. Some of that stuff has been erased. You can't do some of that. All right, and why would LeBron do that? So LeBron's going to take $17 million.
Well, that's why they're doing it, so you can't create these super teams anymore. Right. You know, we're all going to take the same amount, be on the same page, and then we'll kick some butt, and we'll all make more money in endorsements.
I hate to tell you, with him and Paul George and a bunch of other guys, I'm not sure they're a threat to Golden State.
Well, you
got to
wait and see who the bunch of guys are.
Right.
That's all. You never know.
Yeah, I think LeBron James has been talking about it over and over. You realize like it just can't be – you have to be all in on this. And the Lakers, looking at that, they have to be willing to accept the fact that after this little run is over, call it 4 years. That seems to be what the trend is, 4 years. You're back to square one again.
Can I go back to what you said, a bunch of guys? The bunch of guys is a problem. Because if it's LeBron and it's Paul George, they need a third superstar.
Yeah.
They need a third superstar. Sure. I don't see how they're going to get that third superstar.
Well, you can't use Lonzo and Ingram and Kyle Kuzma and
who are we getting here?
Who's that
superstar?
Random big guy. Isaiah Thomas is on the Lakers.
Ingram's a second round pick, a second pick overall, like 2 years ago. Lonzo Ball was last year.
Right.
So I'm going to give you two second round picks. I mean, second overall picks rather. Very talented players in the league. Ingram kind of took the next step. Lonzo Ball was a rookie. He looked okay to prove his shot.
But you could look at it and say, okay, Kawhi Leonard is still on his present contract, so you could work a deal out for him and trade all these young players to San Antonio. I'll bet you anything, Greg Popovich is not dealing Kawhi Leonard to the Los Angeles Lakers. He would look like an absolute fool over the next few years as he's trying to nurture these young players, and Kawhi Leonard and those guys are killing it in
LA. What if the Lakers the best deal you got? And Kawhi Leonard doesn't want to stay because he doesn't like your ass.
Have you ever heard Popovich before? I think he's a pretty stubborn guy.
Okay.
If Kawhi Leonard goes anywhere, he's going in the Eastern Conference.
All right, so you walk. So in 2 years, your organization's irrelevant.
Right.
Because he's gone.
Right. Good. Well, it could be that a team to work it out needs a sign and trade a year from now. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then we're right back at you. It's 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
A show for tough talk.
Enough with the excuses already. What a bunch of pansies. What a bunch of mentally weak pansies.
Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Do I make the lineup better? Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
Mike Francesa, fan in New York, had a good month. He came bouncing back in the first month. Now we'll have to wait and see how it plays out over a few months. But first month back, you would think people were paying attention.
And it's time to get down and do some sports.
Exactly. So that's what he's doing. So yesterday on his show, this is unbelievable. He was talking about the whole gambling aspect because the world's going to change around us now. You've probably seen with all this gambling and with teams getting involved in it and leagues. So the NBA is going to get involved. The NFL is going to get involved. And Major League, everybody's going to get involved. So Mike decided yesterday, because he knows gambling inside and out,
and horses.
He knows this gambling stuff. So in a matter of 15 minutes, he figured he could come up with all sorts of ways in which this whole gambling connection with Major League Sports would all work.
Oh, this would be interesting.
Yeah, so this is what he came up with.
And this is where, if the states are smart, they will take people who really understand this, okay,
like Mark,
and let them create games that would attract people. And there are games. If I created a game for you that plays into your football or basketball or baseball expertise, and you could, for a $20 or $50 in total, have a chance to win big money.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Based on how you play it, that will be an exciting play for you, okay? That will be a very exciting play for the average guy.
Sure will.
And I think you can create something where the payoffs are not a dollar and a dream like the lottery, where the odds are you got a better chance of getting hit by lightning.
Right.
But that if you have a skill,
expound on it.
There will be a game. I could create 10 games in 15 minutes if they gave me 15 minutes to do it.
15 minutes.
And those games, if created properly, will be very enticing to the public. And what's good about them is the bookmakers don't have the same games. They don't have the mechanism. They don't like coupled bets. They don't like the chance of you winning a lot with a little.
No.
They frown on that. They don't want that.
So give me
an
idea.
They want you to bet dollar for dollar. They really want you to pay 11 for 10 is what they want you to do.
Give us
so
a game, Mike.
They want that bet. They don't want this other bet. And this other bet is where the states, if they're imaginative, will make their money.
Give us a game,
I
Mike.
Can create a game.
Play. Thank you.
In 15 minutes for you.
Okay.
But
let's go.
Create a game where you get to pick five players tonight in the major leagues.
Right? Yep.
And if your five players, based on numeric totals, have better offensive numbers for the night than any other five players, you win $50,000. And the fee is $10 to get in.
Sure.
People will buy that.
This
They'll
is the joke.
It like
no, this
crazy.
Is the joke. This is
they
the joke.
They will play it
Hold
all
on, stop
night.
For a second. Stop for a second. So if I'm
Mike Francesa, no, it's simple. You go into a time machine. You go back a few years.
Wait,
you find
a few years.
You find some guys that have incorporated as DraftKings Inc. You go give them this idea.
Yeah.
And then you got it. You made it.
No, what you do is
how about
you know,
FanDuel? You go to the FanDuel, right?
So he really did just say
he invented
what
fantasy football.
Back? Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. He thinks was he in a coma? And then like woke up and was like,
well,
you know what, I had this vision.
I got one too. Like, for example, like this weekend is the U.S. Open.
Yes.
Yes.
Right
so
now,
you do it for all sports.
I'm thinking of a game to where maybe you pick, like, say, six golfers.
Ooh. Okay. No. Okay. Same type of theory.
The fee is, again, bet a little to win a lot.
Yeah.
The fee is $33.
That's it.
First place will get $1 million. Now, the difference is that I'm actually going to pay out. Second, third, fourth, all the way down to, because I'm going to have like 10,000 or I don't know, 50,000 entries. I'm going to be able to play. Basically, if you can finish in the top like 10,000, you might get your money back because I'm going to have like 80,000 people.
Yeah.
So if I can invent a game like that to where you bet 33, and if you win it, you win $1 million. So I'm just saying, for example, like U.S. Open golf, six golfers, right? And now what I'll do is I'll say you have like, $50 to spend. And I'll make each guy worth like $10,
$11. So you're gonna have to almost act like a GM.
$12. You're getting GM, but you got to stay under the salary cap.
Oh, okay.
So once you stay under the salary, you give me
like
the best
fun.
Six players under a salary cap.
Okay.
And if you win, you win like $1 million.
They don't want that.
They don't want that.
Don't
Why
want
do you
that.
Think there's nothing like that out there right
what?
Now? There's nothing out there right now.
Look, does he continue, please?
No.
Tell me
there's nothing out there like that.
So here we go. There's a little more.
Play where you want. When you want, with the players you want.
You've never experienced football like this. You just pick your players, you pile up the points, and then you pick up your cash. That's it.
Right. You know what's amazing?
Never thought of something.
You know what's amazing?
Yeah,
over the years, how many of those commercials from FanDuel or DraftKings do you think aired on Mike Francesa's program? And he never listened to a single one of them.
And if your five players, based on numeric totals, have better offensive numbers for the night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How
Wait,
many?
Keep going,
how
keep
many?
Going.
How many sporting events did he watch over the years in which they're constantly showing the guys winning on DraftKings? Yeah. Right?
Any other five players, you win $50,000.
And you know what? Let's throw in a wrinkle. Let's say you can pick two starting pitchers of that night as well to go with your five hitters. You can pick two starting pitchers across baseball with your five hitters, maybe six. I don't know. You know what? Maybe let's do it this way rather than just rando fives. We could do that. We could call it like showdown, you know. And then, but maybe we'll do like just you could pick a catcher, a first baseman. You can do all the way down the lineup. It'd be great.
That's a great idea.
So you invented already two games in less than 15 minutes.
Well, you didn't even need the 15 minutes.
Look at genius.
He keeps rambling on.
Holy smokes. Is he serious right now?
I'm done believing this.
This was totally serious.
I don't believe it. No, he's
totally serious.
He's seriously full of crap.
And then people were just, you know, calling him out. You saw it all over Twitter yesterday.
And they all come back. He's full of it. I don't believe it.
I swear to God, that's that program right now, is that he just says dumb, idiotic things.
It was like that was his program before.
He just got dropped into this time frame in a time machine and has no idea what's going on. And that is part of the curiosity of the show.
Does anybody call into his show and call him out?
Did anyone say it's called DraftKings?
You know, does the guy in Funhouse, the Twitter account where he plays all this stuff, which is hysterical.
Yeah, the only clip I have is him explaining this. I didn't listen to the whole show.
What's wrong with you?
I don't listen to him. What's wrong with you? I just don't.
What's wrong with you? But he got good numbers last month. First month back on the year.
He did.
And he just invented, you know, fantasy football.
Wow.
And the fee is $10 to get in.
Just over the last 10 years.
They'll play it like crazy.
Actually, you know what? We'll do different games, too. You can bet a dollar. You can bet two. You can bet five, ten. Whatever the type of gambler you are. I tell you what, you can go head-to-head against somebody. Play $100.
I love it. I could invent all these games. Five games in 15 minutes, and he comes up with a game that was invented.
Fantasy sports. Daily fantasy. Oh, my God.
It was funny because.
How much are they paying him now? How much is our company paying him?
You know, it's funny. So his numbers are great. You don't hear of Bart Scott at all.
He's a midday now.
So Bart Scott was on Damon Amendola's show. Is that his name?
Yeah,
CBS Radio show. And I'm not sure about the percentage, but he said the NFL players are on two things. He thinks that like at least 60% of the league is taking some sort of PED, which is a broad statement because the PEDs can be a bunch of different things. It could be like Adderall, it could be HGH, steroids, whatever it is. It could be a burner, you know, some sort of DHEA, testosterone booster, whatever. He said, and a big majority of them are on Viagra.
Really?
Now I've never heard this before. And then he gave his explanation.
Reason?
Something about, you know,
blood levels?
Like, no, like your blood flow.
Stay hard during
blood
a
flow.
Game?
What no, no, happen? Blood flow. Alert. Yeah, no, no. I don't know if it has what's alert, but I don't know if like it has something to do with blood flow. And I never heard of it before. That's the one that stood out to me. You can debate
the
HCPEDs.
Well, the timing of it lasts more than 4 hours, right?
You got to call a doctor.
So the game's only three and a half.
You're all right.
How would you, like, what if, like, just... I get what his reasoning is, why someone would take it. It makes no practical sense whatsoever. Like, so you want better blood flow, so you're going to take Viagra? And so just in case, what if like you looked at the sideline and you're playing, I don't know, the San Diego Chargers, the Miami Dolphins, and whoop, there we go. Not focused at all.
Yeah,
not wearing a cup.
Glenn,
I mean, you've seen
Christian.
Some of these guys. I saw LeGarrette Blount the other day.
I saw that picture.
LeGarrette Blount put it away, man.
Gotta get a cup.
Please get a cup.
If you're on Viagra, you don't need to be in San Diego. You look across and you see Vince Wilfork.
That's true.
What is going on? What is going on right now? What am I doing? Hello?
It's insane.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You don't need a cheerleader.
We need to take a break. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
For him to jump into a team that he just met in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals that's on its way to being a contender without him, and then to kind of jump into the middle of it, does not track with what LeBron has done in the past. Now, on top of that, let's just say I had enough conversations over the last couple weeks during the finals to believe very, very strongly, very confidently that you can wipe two teams off the board right off the bat, and that's Golden State and Boston.
Oh, please don't say that.
Yeah.
Candyman.
Right off
the bat. Don't listen to that Candyman. Don't listen. There's still a chance. Still an opportunity. You can put a package together.
Not
going
to happen.
Guy here, guy there, and you can work it out. What a shock. That's Howard Beck on Cowherd saying that Boston is out, along with Houston.
Sorry, Golden State, not Houston.
What's that again?
It was Golden State. I told you Houston, but it was actually Golden State.
Oh, you said Houston to me.
Yeah, I was wrong.
So thank you for apologizing.
Thank you. You didn't have to do that.
Mistakes do happen, Paul. It happens.
Appreciate your honesty.
So Golden State and Boston are out. Houston's going to be out, too. They're going to be out.
But Cleveland will be out as well.
Yeah, Cleveland will be out.
Cleveland's out.
It's Los Angeles.
It is.
What are we wasting our time at? It's Los Angeles. And the most interesting part of what we've now learned from Wojnarowski is that, you know, Danny was interested in Kawhi Leonard at the trading deadline, tried to pull a deal off, proposed the deal. San Antonio passed on it, never countered,
and said, "No, we're keeping him. We're not dealing him." But does Danny still have interest in Kawhi Leonard? Now, if I'm Danny, I don't have interest in Kawhi Leonard anymore. I have interest in making sure that I hold on to.
You don't have interest in Kawhi.
I don't.
Really?
No, I like what I've seen of the kids. And I'm not enough
to pass on another kid, basically, because he's still a kid. He's not. He's like 25 years old.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand that what those kids showed in the postseason was incredible, right? I loved it. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. But I'm saying if Danny Ainge is interested in Kawhi Leonard in February, I think he knew that Jaylen Brown was a great player. And he knew that Jason Tatum was going to be a great player. And if he actually made an offer, as Adrian Wojnarowski says, actually made an offer, he is not going to put names on that list unless he is comfortable losing them. What if San Antonio said, okay? So you're not going to just... So, in other words, I think he thought they were great players even before what they did in the postseason. So now all that did was maybe their stock went up. So now if I trade Jaylen Brown after what he did in the postseason, I don't have to give him as much with Jaylen Brown or with Jason Tatum. I just think if he's that interested, a lot of homework went into Kawhi Leonard and how he would fit and the fact that he likes the player.
Looking at Kyrie and you're concerned about the knee. Now, Danny would know better than anybody whether that knee is a problem. And we talked about this earlier. It's laughable that people got all worked up because Kyrie Irving didn't say enough yesterday. He said everything he should have said.
What did he say about the movie? That's all I really care about.
He said the movie was fun and it was good doing
acting
it.
Acting is such a love of mine. I've always had an obsession with it. Yeah.
Said he wants to do more creative things like that.
My real dream is to direct.
I mean, you're not expecting the movie to be like, you know.
I think this movie's going to be good.
It's going to be probably okay.
I think my son's going to love it. Yeah.
But it's a family movie too, so there's no.
I guess it is.
Yeah, they're not dropping any bombs or anything else on this movie. It looks like it's cute if you've seen the Uncle Drew stuff before.
Why wouldn't you have LeBron James in it?
It's interesting.
Why wouldn't you have him in it? You got all these other former players in there. Michael Jordan's not in there. I heard Michael Jordan has a surprise cameo.
Michael Jordan
surprise cameo.
They're making that up. It's all made up.
Fake news.
It's all fake news. Every bit of it is fake news. But, I mean, he said all the right things yesterday. And I think they've got an excellent chance of re-signing him next year, don't they? Excellent chance. He's going to get more money here than he can get anywhere else. They can give him close to $50 million
more.
He's not going anywhere. No. The bigger question, I would think, is he going to be healthy enough?
Well, that's
Is that knee going to hold up for a whole season?
Yeah, are the Celtics willing to commit to him?
So if he goes into next season and he has the same problems he had this past season, and he's got to drop out, let's say, in February or March, then what happens? So maybe Danny's looking along those lines, Lou. Maybe he's sitting there going, because I can't see how you can have all these max contract guys. Then you're so deep into that luxury tax number, it's frightening for you. These kids offer you a good 4 or 5 years before you really have to pay him serious money.
It's not going to matter. It's going to be Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, and LeBron James playing for the Lakers. That's what it's going to be. That's what Magic has to do to get his job done. You can have Kawhi, in L.A. You can have a Kyrie. You can have the young studs, and you can have everybody else. And you know what? You'll end up losing to the Lakers.
Boy, you are really...
The Lakers will beat the Golden State Warriors
in
the Western Conference Finals.
If LeBron
joins
that team, he's going to have a pretty good team.
Of course
it's
he is.
It's not going to be kids.
Well, especially what he went through this time with this last group. Are you kidding me?
No way. No how.
Pretty good. I would agree with. Pretty good. That is a fourth seed in the Western Conference.
So Golden State's obviously number one. Okay, I guess you're going to put Houston ahead just based on if they keep their team together. They've already kind of figured it out. They took Golden State to Game 7. Chris Paul doesn't play. And that's one of the bigger reasons why they lost that game. At least you can point to a reason why they lost. Hey, let's keep the band together. So number three is who? Who is number three? Utah? New Orleans?
One of those other teams. Yeah. Not even close.
The way that team's going to be built. You see, you're assuming that that team's going to be built like last year.
They're going to be built like a fourth seed. Yeah, they're going to be built like that. They're going to be built like a four seed. And it's going to be worse.
LeBron doesn't turn his teams. Traveling
is far more difficult in the West. Far longer trips. Okay, you're going to have an older team. He's going to have to play how many? He can't go out and play 82 games
again. How do you know he's going to have an older team? Not everyone's going to be 30-some-odd years old.
It's going to be a veteran team. What are you talking about? You're starting with him and Paul George.
Okay, that's two guys.
That's an old team to begin with. Those are two superstars.
So what, they can't travel to the East Coast?
I'm telling you that
they're going to have one of those beds. The Magic will buy them one of those Magic beds where they all recline, like international travel.
What seed were the Cleveland Cavaliers this past year with LeBron James? What seed were they?
Well, look at his. That didn't
in
matter.
The East, they were four. You know what? A fourth seed is in the East, in the West.
You heard what they
you
went
know what
through?
That is? That's an eighth seed.
You heard what they
I'm
went
giving
through.
Him credit.
We're hearing all
he's
the news
going from
what
an eighth
through.
Seed to a
they
four
didn't have
seed.
Their coach, Glenn. Their coach missed a big part of the
so
season.
So Luke Walton, what about Luke Walton? Luke Walton's going to be your coach?
No, that's
is that what you're telling me?
Sure.
That's going to change.
See, if I was Celtic fans, I wouldn't worry about this Kyrie situation at all. Kyrie is saying all of the right things. The one thing I think he's leaving the door open for is he's not playing with LeBron. Was that pretty clear?
Yes. What do you use his name?
That's not going to happen.
Of course it's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. You know, it's just not. He's not going to play with that guy. He left for a reason.
And if you're Danny, why would you do that anyway? You're going to have to deal Kyrie off, right? You're going to have to deal. But I mean, the people that have come out with the Gordon Hayward, who was it? Chad Finn yesterday. He traded Gordon Hayward and a couple of other pieces. What people are forgetting is the residual damage that does with your team. What happens next? Kyrie Irving's got to go. You've got to deal Kyrie. You can't keep Kyrie on that team.
I know it's positionless basketball, but if you bring in LeBron James with wing players, and they all are, like Brown, Tatum, and Hayward, you move the point guard, Kyrie Irving for LeBron, and now you got LeBron, Brown, Tatum, and Hayward. Yeah. You know, I mean, to me, it's like where do you improve? If you want to move on from Kawhi Leonard, I mean, if you want to move from Kyrie Irving, you know, it's for Karl Anthony Towns or Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and say, this is what we've got. We got Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Hayward, you know, Anthony Davis. Rozier could then be point. And I know he's not Kyrie Irving by any means, you know, but Anthony Davis or Karl Anthony Towns, a little bit better than Aaron Baines. So we've improved in other areas. So, I mean, it's still like a numbers issue.
Well, his buddy Windhorst.
That's why I say Kawhi Leonard, if you're interested in Jaylen Brown, if that's what Danny believes in, now that's a wing for a wing.
Right.
And it sort
similar
of
player.
Makes a little bit more sense.
Right. And, you know, Brown may never get to the level of Kawhi Leonard, but the play is similar, right? They're similar type of players. But Windhorst is claiming that LeBron in his next move does not want to be the facilitator anymore. I think he's looking at his age. He's looking at how much he's got to play on every single play at the offensive end. We've already seen him take a lot of time off at the defensive end this past year. So
that he
wants to be the guy that's just scoring.
He's going
to
be the off
guard. They're setting up. So that means you need a little. You need a point guard.
Isaiah Thomas.
Chris Paul. Well, Isaiah Thomas is an interesting one.
I know it is.
So this is an interesting one. So if you're Isaiah Thomas.
That, I'd kick those tires.
Is there any team that's going to give Isaiah Thomas big money out there or a long-term contract?
Nope. He's not getting anything that
he
wants.
So he needs to resurrect his career, right?
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't the perfect place to do it where he's already there, he's a free agent, but he's already a present member of the Los Angeles Lakers, so it gives them a little bit more liberty in trying to re-sign him and bring him back. And LeBron goes there. If you're Isaiah, wouldn't you want to stay there?
Let's answer that question next.
See what?
No,
he's trying to run the show now.
Yes, because you're not. Because you're not running it.
He's trying to run the show.
It's like someone take the wheel away from the crazy man.
You want to come over here and sit over here?
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go to break.
Jesus.
I'm trying to help
just
you.
Just play the
go
music.
To break.
Look just at go. Me. Play now.
Takes us.
Are you ready?
It's Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
You okay, Christian?
Hey, well, I'm usually in the car on my way home halfway home by now.
That's why I'm
halfway home.
No, it's weird.
The receptionist just came running up to us and said,
saw something was wrong?
Fourier usually comes by at like 12
the garage 55. Guy was like, where's Christian?
Yeah. So where the hell is he?
Yeah, most
he
people
okay?
kind of like, you know, they plan their day, you know, around my, you know, exit. But, you know, it's all right.
I thought you were out
it's
here.
A different experience.
Got a couple more minutes.
You don't mind
putting
in extra time.
I do mind, but I'm going to take one for the team like I always do. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what he does.
No lone wolf today.
Getting ready for the big game.
Yeah.
Which one would that be?
The game we're getting ready for here.
Oh, okay.
The
Orioles. I was going to say, what game would that be?
The Orioles.
Oh, yeah. Because those, I'll tell you what.
Can I say this? Thank God Chris Sale is pitching.
I was going to say, thank God.
because there would be no redeeming value in this game at all. I think, Lou, they suck. The Orioles are awful. They can't hit. When have you remember an Orioles team that can't hit? They can't pitch. They can't run. What do they do well? And on top of that, they do stupid things.
Yeah, I don't even. What was it? Was the kid last night? Who's the kid out of the bullpen that they got? Castro?
Yeah.
Buck brought him in for the bases loaded.
Buck
before it's like, you know, Buck's just sitting there going, what the hell am I doing? Like, so I bring you in for this key situation and you balk. All right, whatever. I might as well. He should have taken his ass out of the game.
Sure.
Honestly, a balk, a get. All right, you're out. Bring somebody else in.
This must be killing him, unless it's just an agreement with everybody. We're tanking. We're tanking. Don't worry about it. We're tanking. And then they'll trade Machado here in the next month. And
to the Yankees.
It'll get even worse.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
But thank God we have Chris Sale today.
The thing is, like, you know, you still got the same names. It's just that Mark Trumbull's not doing what he did a few years back, and Chris Davis is pathetic.
God, yeah,
awful. You know, I mean, you still got Scope and Machado and Adam Jones.
Yeah,
and then you mix in Valencia, who can swing a little bit. Mancini's a threat.
Yep,
but you know, I just don't.
Rickard,
who? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's just, there's nothing.
Like nothing.
There's nothing to it.
There's nothing there. Thank God Chris Sale is pitching today, because you'll watch, you'll listen, because it is Chris Sale. And maybe he'll get a few, you know.
Maybe he'll get some run support. That's the most important thing.
But at least.
Because you know he's going to pitch lights out. I mean, he'll pitch great. But the issue is, it's just so weird that Rodriguez, who is playing great, by the way, and getting even better, has a 8-1 record. And what is Chris Sale, 4-4? I mean, it's so hard. Like, you look at the records of a team, and you sit there, and normally, without showing the ERA, you would go, oh, that guy must suck.
That's amazing.
Oh, is that the music already?
Yeah, the music.
Holy smokes. Look at that.
You want to go down and tell the receptionist that you're fine.
There's nothing to worry about.
He's very concerned about it. He came up here.
Nothing to worry about.
He thought something had happened to you.
So get ready. Chris Sale and Yeffrey Ramirez.
Who? Yeah.
Ramirez. He was down in AAA. He was 3-4 with a 4.33 ERA.
I thought maybe Hanley changed his name, changed his look, came back as a pitcher. Try it out.
Yeffrey.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We got the ball game coming up next. I saw Ryder in the studio, so he'll take you with the pregame show. And we'll do it all over again tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Good news tomorrow, Christian. We'll be out at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Normal day.
The ball game, everybody. We're out of here, Paul.
My judgment's divine, I'll tell you who you can call, you can call. You better call the police, call the coroner.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.